for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday evening, December the 30th, 1992. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the evening.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you again tonight, Lord, for this time together. We thank you for your word that's a lamp to our feet, it's a light to our pathway. The very entrance of your word gives light. And so, Lord, in light, you said we'd see light. We thank you that you're the light tonight, Lord. And yet you said we're the light. And we thank you, Lord, that your presence dwells in us. Quicken us, Lord, together as we go into the word. Give us understanding. And give us wisdom tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Well, I appreciate all the ministries that's been here this time. May the Lord bless every one of them. Amen. Praise God. You know, the Bible, I believe, teaches that he wants us to have one voice, one sound, one trumpet, one message. I mean, no, that's Jesus. And one mouth that says the same thing. And I believe he's going to bring us to a place where we see eye to eye and flow together and sing together. Praise the Lord in the Lord. I want to share tonight. Let's go to the Song of Solomon on some things. And don't know which way I'm going yet. Praise the Lord. But we're going somewhere. Chapter 8 of the Song of Solomon. How many has ever read the Song of Solomon? We just did a teaching not long ago, verse by verse, through the Song of Solomon. But how many know you'll never say it all through these eight chapters in just a few days? Because there's so much truth here in this book. But I want to start in chapter 8. And the Lord has brought this little maid through seven chapters to bring her to 8. And in chapter 8, we see the man child. How many know God's raising up a man child? How many know that? How many don't know that? Well, good, you'll know it tonight. Praise the Lord. Chapter 8, God's bringing forth a man-child. Let's say that. God is bringing forth a man-child. Let's say it again. God is bringing forth a man-child. Amen. Now, in chapter 8, we want to look at verse 4. We'll start here. And notice the scripture says, I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that you stir not up, nor wake my love till he please. Now, flip back with me for a couple scriptures in chapter 2, verse 7. In chapter 2, verse 7, notice there's a quote here, a little different. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that you stir not up nor wake my love till he please. Then let's look also in chapter 3, verse 5. It says in 3:5, I charge you, O you daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that you stir not up nor wake my love till he please. Now let's go back to chapter 8 and read this one again that we just read in verse 4. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that you stir not up nor wake my love till he please. Now what's the difference in this last verse? What's left out in this last verse? The rose and the hind, which is the female and male. How many know in Christ Jesus there's no male nor female in Christ? Now, and we've come to chapter 8. This is a mature chapter in the Song of Solomon. And it says here in chapter 8, verse 5, who is this? And this word, this, is feminine gender. Who is this woman that cometh up from the wilderness? How many's been in the wilderness lately? How many think you'll be in it maybe next week or next month? Maybe all of us. But we have nothing to fear even in the wilderness. How many know God is doing a work in us? God is putting his nature, he's working his nature in us even in those times. But there's some testings I do not want to go back through. How about you? I want to learn my lesson well, amen? And come to the test, praise the Lord, by the help of the Lord. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Now, notice here she's talking. I raise thee up, hinder what? The apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth. Now that's the man child. There thy mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth that bare thee. How many know there's a woman bringing forth a man child? Come on, amen? Hallelujah. Now we know the widow sustained Elijah in the Old Testament, and then we know he sustained her and her son. Praise God. There is a man child in a woman coming forth. And after he is brought forth, he's going to minister back to her. Now, we see here this man-child. It says, notice, I want to read this again. Thy mother brought thee forth, therefore she brought thee forth. Now, look in chapter 2. Let's look at this apple tree here. He said, I brought thee forth under the apple tree. Now, in chapter 2, verse 3, he said, as the apple tree. Now, we're not dealing with just a natural apple tree out here, although he's using symbols and signs. Amen? As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so, of course, that is in the natural. So is my beloved among who? The sons. So is my beloved among the sons. Christ in you is what? I sat down under his shadow, that's submission, with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Amen. Now, turn over with me to another scripture in the New Testament. Let's go to Luke chapter 11. Now, these scriptures I'm giving you were given to me by revelation. You may not see it the way I see it, and I'm not dogmatic, at least that I want to be. But, I mean, when you see something by the Spirit, you want to share it with others. And then you pray about it. Don't take anybody's word for anything. Praise the Lord. Now, in chapter 11, I see the same people here in chapter 11 in the scripture. Verse 5. He said to them, which of you having a friend shall go to him at midnight? Now, midnight represents tribulation, darkness, judgment, many things. He said, which of you having a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Let me know we need 3 loaves. Spirit, come on. Soul and body. Passover. Pentecost, come on. Tabernacles. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. Hallelujah. I mean, know that Noah's, the door to the ark was shut. And it wasn't open till Noah landed on the mountain. Isn't that right? But here, the door is shut. Somebody's on the inside. Come on. Somebody's on the outside. And he said, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children, hallelujah, are with me in bed. And that's a place of rest. There's an intimacy here. My children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. But I say to you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, and because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed, which means the door opens up. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. But somebody is inside first. Somebody is in bed with Jesus. Somebody is at rest. Somebody has an intimacy with Jesus first. And I believe that represents the man-child, the sons of God. Hallelujah. I mean, know that he wants to bring us into rest tonight. We've been in the bed with the world. Many have been in bed with a harlot, but it's time to get in bed with Jesus. Hallelujah. With that intimacy, that rest that he's going to bring us into. Can you say amen? Then we go to Matthew 17. I believe this experience will happen, I said the other night, in the man-child people. And I believe it's a particular time that's coming. I don't believe it's happened yet, but I believe it will happen. Praise God. Chapter 7, after 6 days. And another scripture said it was... Right before, let's look in, there's another one, where is it, Mark 9, is it Mark 9 that says, another one, no, that's after 6 days, it must be Luke 9, let me look over here in Luke 9 a minute, there's another scripture here that also says about 8 days, that's it, this one says after 6 days, what comes after six, what's before eight, seven, Bible's true, isn't it, after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brings them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. Now, we know this happened as he prayed, as Brother Fletcher said this morning over in Luke 9. His face did shine as the sun. His raiment was white as the light. Praise the Lord. Now, we know there was so much glory and light within. It came out on the outside. And I believe the Lord wants to fill us tonight with His glory, with His light, with His power. But I believe it'll also come out in a people one of these days. I believe that it's going to be seen upon us, Isaiah 60 says. Can you say amen? Moses put a veil on his face. But God's going to have a people. It's going to have His glory within and also without. Hallelujah. And that will be the man shall experience. Now, we're talking about those that are here tonight, Revelation 12:5. So turn there. Brother Fletcher read it this morning, but let's just look at it again. It never hurts to look at a scripture over and over again. Amen. Chapter 12, verse 5 says, "And she," the church, the woman, "brought forth a man child who was to shepherd all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up." How many want to get caught up? Praise the Lord. John was caught up to a high mountain, but his feet were still on the island of Patmos. Isn't that right? His feet were still there, but he was there in that high mountain. He was there in the Spirit. And so this man-child is caught up to God. God is a Spirit. How many believe that? God is not only a Spirit. How many know God is love? God is light. God is consuming fire. And God is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. Come on. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was manifested among us. Amen? In flesh. His name is Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. It was God manifested in the flesh. And so we see this man child is caught up in the Spirit. He's caught up into the love of God. He's caught up into life. He's caught up in the Word, if I can say it. Hallelujah. He's caught up. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about a physical rapture. I'm talking about one caught up to God in the Spirit, especially. Hallelujah. Well, God could take it. Paul said, whether in the body or out of the body, he didn't know. Amen? Who would care? Amen? Praise the Lord. But I believe it's in the Spirit this catching up is taking place. Now, turn with me to Revelation 11. God showed me these scriptures a long time ago. These are scriptures concerning the man-child. I'm not talking about other parts of the body. Thank God for all the church. Amen? How many thank God for out-of-court Christians? How many thank God for holy place Christians? How many thank God when we make it fully into the Holy of Holies, if we get there? Amen. All right, chapter 11 of Revelation. Verse 3, just verse 3. Notice what God says. I'm talking about being caught up. Here, we're dealing with these scriptures tonight. Hallelujah. He said, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses." That's the Word and the Spirit in a people. That is the two witnesses. And notice, "and they shall," come on, "prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth." Now, you may call it the Elijah Moses company or whatever you want to call it. But it's not two men. It is not two men. It is two companies. It is overcomers. It is sons of God. I saw there was a man I knew recently had a vision. And in Zechariah 4, remember he talks about the olive trees. And he talks about it right here, I think. And you know, olive trees, you get olive oil, which is a picture of the Holy Spirit. And this man saw this big olive tree in a vision. And as he saw these big, luscious olives on the tree, all of a sudden they turned to faces and people began to prophesy in this vision. And he said, "I've never heard such prophetic word coming forth from a people." I'll tell you, brother, we ain't heard nothing yet. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The main show's getting ready to come down the road here. I want to see it, don't you? Amen. Hallelujah. I don't believe this is two men. I was taught that in Bible college, taught it in the Baptist church, taught it in the Assembly of God church. But God showed me these are not two men. These are the sons of the living God that is raising up in the earth. Hallelujah. And I want to be one of them. Amen. But just because I want to be one is not going to get me there. I mean, no, there's some real overcoming daily. We've got to overcome in order to get there. Isn't that right? Praise you, Jesus. Now, he said, "I'll give power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth." How many know in sackcloth that represents fasting? As Brother Glenn said, it represents prayer and intercession. Come on. Crying out to Almighty God. It's not a glorified body. They're in a flesh and blood body. But the fullness of Christ has come into them. The authority of God has come into them. And they're going to walk again here on the earth and do the ministry of Jesus for 3.5 years. Hallelujah. The earth is going to see the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ again. And I long to see it, don't you, brethren? You can't work this up. You can't do anything. How many know God has a timing in all of this? I mean, sure, we got to be busy now. Sure, we got to be doing God's will like Brother Tromley said. Now, I believe that. But I do believe the fullness is going to be seen in His people. Hallelujah. God's going to stand up in a people in this hour. Do you believe that? I believe it. Praise the Lord. Then we go to Matthew 25. Oh, I could talk a lot about all these scriptures we're going into. But in Matthew 25, we know this is the foolish and the wise chapter. Five foolish, five wise. Five is the number of ministry. There's a foolish ministry. Come on, there's a wise ministry. And I could talk a lot about it. But verse 10 is where we're coming to. Here is a man-child being caught up to the throne. This is not the rapture of the church like people teach in verse 10. He said, notice, and while they went to buy, that is the foolish, the bridegroom came, and they, but that is not his literal coming down and touching the earth here. And you know there's different comings for the Lord in the Bible. Don't shout me down now. It's true. Hallelujah. While they went to buy, this is in the tribulation, they're going out to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready, come on, went in with him to the marriage feast. To the marriage feast. And the door was what? But what happened in Luke? The door was open. Come on now. Those in Luke, and these here are the same people. Only you're talking about oil here, and you're talking about bread over there. The door was open again to those that were not on the inside. And we know they're going to buy this oil, but it's going to cost them. It's going to, yes, everything. That's good. Hallelujah. How many know that God has a first fruit company arising that's going to go first into that marriage feast? Hallelujah. Or be caught up to the throne. I don't care what title you put on it. Amen. And it's going to cost these others, even many probably their life many times in that time of tribulation. But I won't go into that. Now, go with me to another scripture. Philippians 3. Philippians 3. Thank you, Lord. How many scholars we have here tonight? How many's got Jesus? How many know He's the scholar? Philippians 3. You'll notice in verse 10, Paul said that I may know Him. Now, there's different words for knowledge we could get into, but I won't hear. And the power, come on, of His resurrection. And the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable to His death. Now look at verse 11. Now verse 11, this word for resurrection is only used one time. Ex anastasis. Only used one time. And that's in verse 11. Now Paul was not fearful of a resurrection. But in verse 11, Paul saw something. Listen to what he says here. If by any means I might attain to the resurrection or the out-resurrection from among the dead. That's what he's saying here. Not as though I'd already attained, he said, or were made perfect. So he was striving, come on, he was moving towards this resurrection here in verse 11, wasn't he? He wasn't fearful of being resurrected out there in the general resurrection. But this one, come on, he had to attain to. Said another way, he had to be made worthy to come into that realm. Okay? Now, this resurrection, ex anastasis resurrection, as I said, the word's only used one time. It is the early resurrection, if I can say it that way. Now, I see this. I mean, the Amplified said it is the moral and spiritual resurrection while yet in the body. While yet in the body. Now, it's Christ in us, come on, the hope of glory. And I can give you many scriptures about the Lord coming in us. This resurrection has to do with our spirit and our soul. Now, hear me. We know there's many scriptures for resurrection dealing with the body, the physical body. But Paul saw a fullness. Paul saw this resurrection that was God intended for somebody to walk into while here in this body. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Paul didn't have a fear of being resurrected. But Paul knew that he had not yet at this point attained to this spiritual and moral resurrection while yet here in the body at this particular point. Amen? But I'll tell you something. The fullness must come into people. Look in Ephesians 3. I'm not talking about a resurrection for the physical body at this particular time. That fullness has to come into people. Now look here with me in Ephesians 3. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit. Where? In the inner man. All right? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, and that you, church, might be filled, come on now, with all the fullness of God. That fullness of the love of God is going to be manifested in a people. How many want to be part of it? Oh, brother, that should be our heart's cry tonight. Paul was talking to Ephesus. How many know this was a sonship church? How many know everything from hell come against this church? Come on, amen? And how many know if you're going to be a son, you're going to buffet hell? Come on. You're going to buffet spirits. There is an opposition against you and I to enter this kingdom of God, isn't there, brethren? There is tribulation. Come on, amen? Hallelujah. Now look in 1 Corinthians 12:13. We're just touching a few things. 1 Corinthians 13, we don't want to sound dogmatic, but I guess we are sometimes, but we don't want to sound that way. But I do believe God is speaking some things to our hearts. Hallelujah. Now look in 1 Corinthians 13:8. Here we know this is a love chapter, isn't it? I do believe that. You know, in chapter 12, divine energy. Chapter 13, divine love. And chapter 14, God wants divine harmony. Now, chapter 12, 13, verse 8, charity never faileth. Look at that word, faileth. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall what? They shall fail. Or, verse 8 said, they shall cease. Or, verse 8 said, they shall vanish away. Or, verse 11 said, they shall be put away. Or, verse 10 says, they shall be done away. Now, how many believe that God, when God takes us from one realm to another, you don't leave anything bad? I'm talking about in God now. How many know if you left the outer court and come to the holy place, how many know that it was glorious out here in the outer court when you got saved? Come on now, amen? And when you leave the holy place and move towards the holy of holies, you're leaving something good. You've left, how many know the gift realm was here? Come on. Yes. Prophecy, you know, tongues, prophecy, and, you know, discerning spirits, all these wonderful things. But how many know God's taking us towards a fullness now? He's wanting us to come into a fullness. I mean, come on, Jesus had the fullness in him, right? Yes. He had the seven spirits of God. Isaiah chapter what? 11 says. Now, here it says something. Glory. He said, whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Now, the 60-fold has got to be swallowed up by the 100-fold. The Pentecost has to be swallowed by tabernacles. The part realm has to be swallowed by the fullness. Come on. The holy place has got to be swallowed up by the holy of holies in a people that attains to it. Amen? Do you know that? It says that love is better or greater than wine. Better, I think. Look in the Song of Solomon. Let's go over there and see that. Hallelujah. Chapter 1. He's talking about being kissed. Oh, what would you get on and talk about that one? There's an intimacy. You know, let me give you a key here in Song of Solomon. 1:4, 2:4, and 3:4 is a key to Song of Solomon. 1:4, 2:4, and 3:4, the verses and chapters. Now, verse 2, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. How many know he initiates the kiss? How many's been kissed by him lately? Maybe through healing, prophetic word, right? Somebody getting saved in your family? Whatever. You getting saved. How many know he kissed us? Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Somebody you kiss is somebody you love, somebody that you have which had intimacy with. It's somebody that you look eyeball to eyeball with. Amen? For thy love is better than wine. What's he saying? The holy of holies is greater or better than the holy place. How many know God's summit, God's ultimate goal is taking us to the love of God? You believe that? The love of God is for... If we're going to be the man-child, the sons of God, the overcomers, how many know it's going to be a relationship with Jesus, and His love is going to be seen in the people. Haughtiness, pride, arrogancy, God's going to rip all that stuff out of us. It will not be in the man-child people. No, sir. There'll be no hate. Come on. It'll be a total walk of the love of God, just like Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I sure hadn't arrived. How about you? But how many want to get there? I want to be there. Now, notice what he says here in verse, back here in Corinthians. He said, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. So we're in the part realm. But when that which is perfect is come. How many know that word perfect means full age? It means man. It means completeness or growth. It means mental and moral character. So maturity. So he said here, we know in part, prophesy in part, but when that which is mature, come on, or perfect is come, complete, then that which is in part shall be done away with. But the in part realm cannot be done away with or swallowed up until the fullness comes. How many know He is the fullness? He is the perfect one. Come on, amen? Hallelujah. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became what? A man. I put away childish things or childish methods. Amen. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. Hallelujah. Now look in chapter 13, verse 13. Let's read it together. Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Now thank God for faith. Thank God for hope. How many know faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God? Hope is the anchor. Over in Hebrews it says, of our soul. But with the ultimate goal God wants us to move into is the love of God. And I'll tell you what's happened. We've put faith ahead of the love of God. Now, faith is a stepping stone. Don't misunderstand. Amen? But we hear more about faith than we do the love of God. But God's goal is the love of God. Amen? Now, we have to have faith and we have to have hope. But we've got to have and move into and experience the very love of God. Hallelujah. I want that more than anything. I want a revelation of that love in my own life. How about you? Praise God. Now let's look at some things on this love here tonight for a little bit. Look in, now notice he said, and now abides faith, hope, and charity. Now look within 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3. There's a lot of scriptures where the Lord uses faith, hope, and love in scriptures together. Do you know that? Check them out, minutes, your concordance, and look this out sometime. You'll see this. Many scriptures are used together there. Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. Remembering without ceasing. Now notice, your work of faith, your labor of love, and your patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. So work of faith, labor of love, patience of hope. Now, again, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, right? And how many know, he said, patience of hope. How many know patience? Tribulation worketh patience, and you got to be patient in tribulation. Now, he said in Revelation chapter 2, turn there. Jesus did. He says something along these lines. But he left something off here. We know this is a church that had left their first love. How many know without the love of God, all you got is a religious club going? You may have hope and some faith moving, but without the love of God, brother, it won't work. Now, he said here to this church in verse 2, he said, I know thy works. But he didn't mention like he did in Thessalonians, the work of faith. Then he said, I know your labor, but he didn't say labor of love. And he said, thy patience, and he left off hope there. He didn't say that. Amen? But then he said in verse 3, thou hast borne, thou hast patience for my name's sake, hast labored, hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Now, what do we do? Look at verse 5. Here's what we do when we lose that love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do something. The first works. How many know that's the Holy Ghost works? Or else I will come unto thee quickly, and remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. You know what I believe? I believe he's removing candlesticks. I believe there are people receiving the last visitation. I believe there's churches receiving it. I believe there's nations going to receive it. I mean, oh, God's not playing any games in this hour with any of us. God is going to have a pure people, purely purged by the power of the living God. Amen? I believe that. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. Now, turn with me just a minute. Turn to Revelation. Turn to Revelation chapter 12. Look at something here now. Look at chapter 12. We're going to look at several things here. Look at verse 17. I'm not going to go into this verse. I'm just going to read it. The dragon was wroth with the church, or the woman, went to make war with the remnant, or the rest of her seed, which keep what? The commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now notice that. I want you to notice this particular verse says something. This remnant here. They keep the commandments of the word of the saints of God, and they have the testimony of Jesus. And we know the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, turn with me to chapter 22 of Revelation. And look at verses 14. 22:14. And notice this verse. 22:14. He says, blessed are they that do or practice, I would like to say, his commandments or his words or his sayings. He said they're going to be blessed. And that they, those who do his commandments, may have the right or the privilege or the authority, come on, to the tree of life. Well, let's see who is these people. Turn to Revelation 2:7. And we'll come right back here. Let's see who has the right to this tree of life. Praise the Lord. Revelation 2:7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches, and to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Brethren, those who do his commandments, or his words, or his sayings, they are the overcomers that have the right and the privilege and the authority to the tree of life. And it says in 22:14 that they may enter in through. How many want to go through? That they may enter through the gates into the city. How many gates are there? 12 gates. 12 is the number of divine government. They will move first into God's government. Hallelujah. They will have a right to the tree of life, and they will move into God's authority. And they'll have his authority. How many believe that? Why? Because they practice his commandments, his words, and his sayings. Hallelujah. So he's going to have a people. How many know Reuben was the first son? You tie the sons of God, the Israel in Genesis 49, the tribes of Israel with the gates. Reuben was the firstborn. His name means to behold a son. How many know he was also unstable as water? I mean, when you got saved, you beheld the sun, and you and I were unstable as water. And some of us are still unstable in some areas, aren't we? But come on, he's helping us, isn't he? And the last son, you could go through all those tribes, but the last son was who? Benjamin. Benjamin. Benjamin was the only son born to Israel. No, Benjamin was the only son born to Israel. He was born to Jacob. Jacob's nature was changed to Israel. Remember that? He was the only son born to Israel. Hallelujah. That's Benjamin. And Benjamin means, his mother was going to name him Benoni, which means son of sorrow. And his father said, no. It will be Benjamin, the son, come on, of the right hand. And I look at these 12 experiences as experiences within us, in our soul, in our, within. That God is bringing within his people. Thank you, Lord. Of course, we're going to enter the gates into that city. Praise God. I believe heaven is a beautiful place. And if you hadn't been there, and I hadn't been there, so I can't describe it like some of them have. But I believe it's a beautiful place. I believe it's real. I know some have went there in the spirit realm and come back and told how glorious it was. Amen. I believe if I die tonight, I'd be there. So would you if you know Jesus, right? Praise God. Just leave this world and go into the next one. The next realm, I'll put it that way. Hallelujah. Okay, go a little further here now. Look in chapter 14 of Revelation. Look in chapter 14. I'm leading up to the love of God here. Chapter 14, verse 10 and 11. He warns about those who take the mark of the beast. We dealt with that yesterday. But look in verse 12. He said, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments or the word of the saints of God. And what else? The faith of Jesus. Notice what he's saying. In this time of tribulation, it's going to take the commandments of God that we must keep, the patience of we must have patience, and we must have his faith. And then he said in chapter 13, blessed are those who die in the Lord, and their labors do follow them. Now turn over to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 in the epistle. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2 in the epistle. And look at verse 3. Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, the truth is not in him. And whoso keepeth his what? His word in him, verily, is the love of God perfected. I mean, oh, we don't love the Lord anymore. We love his word. Hereby, we know that we are in him. So we know, we keep his commandments, the Bible says here, and we prove that we do love the Lord. Now look in chapter 4. Look in chapter 4 of John. Let's see what it says here about the love of God in chapter 4. Verse 8. 1 John 4:8. He that loveth knoweth not God, for God is, come on, love. Then look in verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now notice the phrase in verse 8, God is. God is love. Love is a person. Amen. God himself, the Father, is love. Now in verse 16, again, it says God is love. Well, how many know Jesus was God manifest where? It was God's love manifest in the flesh. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And how many know that he was conformed to the image of his Father or to the love of God? And how many know he's going to bring us into the very image of Jesus? How many know it's going to take that love working in you and I to cause us to be conformed to his image? God is love, and he that dwelleth in God dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now look at verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, God is love, as he is, so are we in this world, which means we demonstrate and walk that love walk as he walked. Amen? Oh, brethren, we need the love of God. We need that love. Now, hallelujah. Turn over to John 14. John 14. Praise you, Lord. And look at verse 21. So much he says up before this. Let's go back to verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Aren't you glad for the Holy Ghost tonight? I will not leave you comfortless. That means as orphans. I will come to you. How does he come to us? Well, he comes in different ways. He comes in his nature and his character, fruits of the Spirit. He comes in gifts of the Spirit, the power of God. And he comes in authority through the fivefold ministry of apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, evangelists. He comes different ways to us, doesn't he? But he said, I'll not leave you comfortless or orphans. I will come to you. Yet the world sees me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and we, the Father and the Son, will manifest, notice, and will manifest myself to him. Excuse me. My Father and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Then in verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, this is to Judas, he will keep my words, my Father will love him, we will come unto him, make our mansion, make our abode with him. Oh, hallelujah. How many know he is the mansion? He's making his abode, his is dwelling in us, Him and the Father. Thank God. Who's He doing that to? To those that love Him. To those that keep His commandments. His words or His sayings. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I believe He's doing a work in us tonight. How about you? Now, go back to the Song of Solomon. Let's look at this love in the Song of Solomon that I didn't read a while ago. The Song of Solomon. Jack Kennedy told me to be through by 9:02. He was teasing. Song of Solomon. Chapter 8. Notice it says in verse 6, "Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm." Now look at this. "For love is strong as death." Love is strong as death. "Jealous is cruelty. Coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a vehement flame." Now verse 7, here's the tribulation. "Many waters cannot quench love." I believe those in Revelation 7, that great number that comes out of tribulation, how many know they're going to know the love of God? It's going to bring them through. Yes, the blood too. Amen? But they're going to know the love of God. Because there's a number came out of great tribulation that no man could number. Amen? And here he said, "Many waters cannot quench love." I mean, old destroy John. They tried to destroy the Apostle John. Couldn't do it. Amen? "Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods." Come on, drown it. You can't destroy the love of God. I don't care what tribulation comes. I don't care what comes your way. You cannot. You cannot destroy the love of God. Amen? So there's an excellent way that Paul is saying that God's going to show us that love of God. I mean, you know, Jesus had a more excellent ministry, Hebrews 8 says. And I want to say again, there's a man with a ministry in the throne. God's raising up a man with a ministry for the throne. Let me believe that. Amen. Now let's go to Revelation 14. Let's see this man-child here. No. Let's go to Psalms 91 first. Let's go there. Psalms 91. We'll backtrack. Let's see who God is going to keep and preserve. Psalms 91. I know many could probably quote this chapter, but how many know just quoting it's not enough? I believe in confession. Don't misunderstand me. I believe we should do that. But how many know God wants us not only to confess it, but experience it? And I want to say in verse 1, let's look at verse 1. "He that dwelleth in the secret place," the word there is scepter. "He that dwelleth in scepter," or the secret place of the Holy of Holies of the Most High, "shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And I like to say that word dwelleth, it means to sit down. I like to say he that will sit down in the Holy of Holies of the Most High shall abide. And that word abide means a lodging place for the night. So let me say it this way. He that will sit down in the Holy of Holies of the Most High shall have a lodging place for the night under, submission, the shadow, and that's not darkness, of the Almighty. Now, during the storm, that's right. During the time of trouble. Now, come on down, though, in this chapter, and look at verse 14. He gives many promises, but look in verse 14. Listen to what he says. Because he has set his love upon me. How many want to love Jesus? Not just with your mouth, but I mean from your heart. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. How many know we'll get more love in us, we're going to get more deliverance. Come on. And it'll come different ways. How many know deliverance can come different ways? "And I will set him on high because he hath known," there's an intimacy here, "my name or my nature. He shall call upon me. I will answer him and I will be with him in trouble." Huh? "And will deliver him and honor him." Now let's see this trouble. Look in Daniel 12. Let's see the trouble. I mean, no, there's Jacob's trouble, but here in Daniel is another scripture. Chapter 12. Jesus quoted from the scripture in the New Testament, tribulation, didn't he? Verse 1. "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be," what? "A time of trouble. But," he said, "the man or the woman that sets his love upon me," what's he going to do? He said, "I'll deliver him in trouble. In this time of trouble shall," and no, "such as never was since there was a nation, even of that time, and at that time thy people shall be," come on, delivered, yes. And that also means another meaning there, can mean, it has many meanings, but another meaning means to be preserved. You know, when you preserve something, it takes a lot of hot water. It takes a hot job. It takes pressure. And you seal something in and seal something out. I mean, oh, God's putting us in a pressure cooker. Huh? It's going to take a hot jar. It's going to take a lot of water. It's the Word that's going to wash us clean. How many know the Word is our deliverance tonight? God's sealing us, and yet He's taking things out, isn't He? Oh, hallelujah. And He said, thy people shall be delivered. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. How many is in the book tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Don't get blotted out. Stay in the book. Thank you, Lord. Now turn to Psalms 27. Psalms 27. We're just jumping around. Brother Tromley said yesterday, he said, what are you going to preach, the whole Bible? We 27. Hallelujah. Look at verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold, notice, the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. That's you and I. Now look at verse 5. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me. Lord, how many know He's the greatest hiding place we can find? He shall hide me in His pavilion. Notice, in Setur, or in the secret of His tabernacle, shall He hide me. That's the Holy of Holies. He shall set me up. How many he's going to set you up? Upon a rock. And that rock is Christ, or the Anointed One. And notice, now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. And that literally means shouting. I mean, the church has lost the shout. God wants to restore the shout in us. Amen? And I will sing, yea, I will sing praises to the Lord. Now look in chapter 32, verse 7. Chapter 32 and verse 7. Thank you, Lord. And it says this, thou art my scepter, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs. But notice, songs of deliverance. I believe as David played before Saul, the evil spirit left Saul. How many know we can get delivered under anointed music and songs? Yes, we can. Thank God. How many has ever heard somebody sit down and play and you got goosebumps? And you can just feel it all over you and within. Amen. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah, which means to pause, reflect, and think what's been said. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eye. That's revelation, insight, perception, and discernment, isn't it? How many want to be led by His eye? The all-seeing eye. But He said, don't be like the horse or the mule that has no understanding, who wants to get the bitten bridle and go its own way. We've all done that. If we're going to be a son, how many know we've got to submit to the chastening of the Lord? How many believe that? Now, one other scripture in closing, because I'm coming up close to my closing time. Amen. We want to go over to Revelation 14 and just read it. God is raising up a people tonight. Praise the Lord. He's raising up a man child. And remember, brethren, Jesus was changed again when He prayed. And I do believe the Lord is speaking about prayer in these services. Amen. And as we pray, I tell you, we'll be changed. And if we don't pray, we won't be changed. Amen. Chapter 14. I enjoyed Brother Fletcher's word this morning on Hannah. She was a woman of prayer, type of the church. God gave her a man child. God has a church coming forth. The church is going to pray. Those that don't break it, break into sonship. How many know one day you earn the woman and maybe the next day you'll be in the man child? Amen. But those who do not break into sonship, God will put her, bring her into the wilderness. God will minister back to her through the man child. And I believe preserve many of them to the coming of Jesus. I do believe that. How many know there's going to be a people living when Jesus does come? Whenever that is. And chapter 14, he said, I just want to read it and close here. He said, I looked and lo, a lamb. Praise God. I tell you, there's a lamb company here too. There is the lamb, but there's also a lamb company. Amen. There is a first fruit company. There is a redeemed company. I looked and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having his father's name or nature written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Are you glad you're redeemed tonight? These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And so forth. Praise God. So God has a people coming forth. Brethren, I believe tonight we've got to have the love of God in us. And we need to cry out for that love. Amen? I mean, no, you can't put on that love. It's got to be built into you. It's got to be imparted into us. Amen? The real love of God. And as he laid down our lives for us, how many know we must lay our life down for the brethren, for one another? Amen? Amen. Let's stand. Sida brakore andelebrisi karabrosatarebrisi karabroso korabasaya. Handelebrisi karabroso korabrisi andelebrisi karabroso korabrisi taya. Sila brekiandere brasoko tarabrasiandela brakitara brasoko brasitai. Father, we pray for this love of God. We pray for the fruit and the nature and the character of the Lord. Father God, work it into us. Build it into us. Lord, impart it into us. Give us a revelation of that love of God Almighty through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, forgive us when we have not exercised the love of God. Lord, when we moved out of ourselves, or Lord God, or even another spirit, Father, at times people have. Forgive us, Lord God. Cleanse us by your blood. Give us an insight, a perception, a revelation of that love, we pray. And let us experience that love, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray for the man-child people that you're raising up across the world, this remnant, God, that your hand is upon. Lord, this people that are despised, rejected, and hated, even as you were, I pray for them tonight, Lord. And I ask you to move mightily through thy people in the name of Jesus. God, raise them up. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Kiarandelebrisi andelebrisi arabrakurabrisi taya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ierasukobrisi andelebrisi karabasaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Tromley, the Lord set his hands upon you, and that his love is working in and through thee in this hour. And God said, thou hast been marked out for sonship. God's hand has been upon thee and shall continue. And yea, much opposition has come against you, even the enemy trying to take you out. But God said, I will walk with you in this hour, and I shall talk with you in this hour, and I shall cause your feet to go many places in this hour, and no man shall stop or stay the hand of the Lord. And that which I began in you, I shall finish it, I shall perform it even unto the day of the Lord. And God says, rest in him and know that his hand's upon you, that his work shall be accomplished within and through thee. So submit thyself to the Lord, and yea, God. open up many new doors for thee in this hour. God's going to open up his pages of his word, and God's going to flood thee with light in this hour, and revelation shall come to you in the night season, and you shall be blessed, and you shall be obedient, and you'll see strength coming in your body. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Amen. Come on, let's give him praise tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. He's here. He's back there. It's all right. He can get the tape. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bernadine, stand up, Bernadine. Praise the Lord. The Lord is reaching out to you, and the Lord puts a chain, a gold chain, upon your neck, upon your will. The Lord touches your will. He touches your emotions. And God surrounds you now with love. And God said, you've been through the fire, but I'm going to take you through the fire in this hour. And you're going to also know rest. And you're going to know peace. And you're going to know the solid walk of the Lord. For the Lord has chosen you. You're a brand plucked out of the fire, the Lord says. And so he says, rejoice and know that my hand is upon you and that my glory is upon you. Fret not because of evildoers, for they shall be cut down. But I, the Lord, do come forth, and I heal, and I mend. I mend the fences that have been broken down, and I cause walls to be set up over your life where the enemy cannot penetrate and destroy. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Brother Speed, the Lord is with you. The Lord does give you divine energy and strength. And the Lord quickens your physical body. The Lord does energize your physical man. He does rejuvenate your physical man as the eagles. The Lord says, fret not and know that the Lord is with thee and that he puts the belt of truth upon you in this hour. And he causes you to hear his voice anew and afresh and loud and clear. For thou shalt hear the voice of the Lord behind thee, saying, when you turn to the left and when you turn to the right, walk you in it. For God does speak once, God does speak twice, and God does speak three times. So rejoice and know that he's given you sharp hearing and quick understanding, and the fear of the Lord is with thee and is in you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. The Lord has brought thee from a long distance, and the Lord does bless you. And the Lord has opened your inner eye and even your physical eye. And the Lord causes you to dance before him and to rejoice in his presence. For the Holy God is within you, the Lord himself. And he stands up within you to give you energy and strength, spiritual strength. And the Lord does do a mighty work. And the Lord cuts away and chops away. But he also fills you with his love. He fills you with his power. And he's given you not only the ear, but the tongue of the learned. So rejoice and know, I will speak through thee in this hour, saith the Lord. Oh, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord does cut away. The Lord does chop away. But the Lord does restore, my brother. The Lord does strengthen you this night. And the Lord shall do a mighty work within thee. And that which has happened in the past shall be no more. God said it's a new day. And it's a new time for you. And as you submit to his delivering hand and to his mighty power, thou shalt see a greater change. For yea, the hand of the Lord has come upon you. Deliverance has come upon you to set you free in this hour. And as you cry out, you shall be set free. And you shall have a fresh revelation and vision from the Lord. Come on, let's praise it. Let's praise it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Honeycutt, I see the Lord putting discernment within your heart. And I see the Lord putting some must discernment in there that's needed at this time. So fret not, my son, and know that the discerning power of the Lord has come your way. And I shall speak to thee even when you're going about your work. And as you're talking to me, I shall drop within your heart those very things that you need. And know that God has truly put discernment in there between the good and the evil. So take the vial from, separate the precious from the vial, the Lord says, and you shall know the way to go, for the Lord is with you. He's walking with you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Lord, I just pray for Peggy right now. Touch Sister Peggy, Lord. I pray for her physical body right now. I ask you to energize her body. Lord, I come against every discrepancy, every wicked force that would attack her physical man. Loose her body tonight in the name of Jesus. I command all the weakness now to loose her. By the name of Jesus, I command all this weakness to come out of her body and loose Peggy in Jesus' name. Receive it, Peggy. Receive it. Let's give the Lord praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Fletcher, the Lord's touching your hands tonight. He's putting healing in your hands. And the fire of the Lord shall burn within these hands. His anointing is coming upon you to not only minister the word, but minister healing to people. So be very sensitive and open, the Lord says. And there will be times you'll know, you'll sense, and you'll understand by the power of the Lord. And you'll see what I mean, because many shall be healed and set free because of your husband and your obedience to the Lord. Minister life to her right now. I pray, Lord, that you would minister, Lord, your strength to her. I pray, Lord, that you would touch these hands, Lord God, as a point of contact, that others might be well and healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give him praise tonight. Let's glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I just lift up Greg tonight as he goes back home, that your protecting angels will be over him, Lord, as he drives back to Indiana. Father, just surround him now in the name of Jesus with your anointing and your angelic host, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, I just pray, speak to Greg as he goes home. Lord, put something in his heart that he needs at this time. For him and Gene, Lord, I just pray, and I thank you for his obedience in coming, Lord, to the camp meeting this time because of the struggle that he didn't know whether he should come or not. But I just lift him up, Lord, and I just ask that you bless Greg, Lord, that your anointing, God, will be upon him to do thy will in this hour. And God, give him insight and perception and revelation from the Spirit of the living God. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Surely saith God, it is an hour. Yea, indeed, when I will begin to even cause my glory to be manifest. Yea, it is an hour indeed when I even do bring the hedge together, saith thy God. Yea, even as thou hast thought, even in thy own self and in thy own making, yea, even in thy pride, yea, that I could pull this off. And I, thy God, say, yea, I shall take a stone here and a stone there. Yea, I shall take those who are of willing heart. Yea, willing vessels shall I take. Yea, I shall even begin to bring this one and that one together. Yea, it shall be by my spirit. And yea, the dealings even which I have worked, yea, deep in thy heart and thy life. And yea, when thou hast even wondered, Lord, what dost thou make? Yea, I, the potter, am jealous, yea, even for the vessel that I do create. And yea, I say, I shall even fashion that for which thou hast even longed and desired. Yea, hast thou not cried out, O God? Thou art not a God to lie. Yea, thou art not a man that thou should lie. Thou shalt not even tempt me, Lord my God. Yea, have I not even shown thee my glory? Have I not even shown thee, yea, saith thy God, even by the Spirit, that for which I am doing? Yea, I say it is the hour. And I tell thee, my jealousy has gone forth, and no man shall stand. Yea, even in the place, yea, of thy God. For I do come to even take my place among my people. And yea, that which does oppose me, I shall remove it. And yea, that which is unclean shall be even removed. For I come as a refiner's fire. Yea, I come as jealous over my heritage, saith thy God. Yea, I come, yea, even for a bride for which I purchased. And yea, has not my son even spilt his blood? Yea, even for a spotless bride. Yea, do you take it lightly that I should even allow this? Yea, and not bring to birth and completion that which I have begun? Yea, my hands are not tied, saith the Lord thy God. And yea, I even come with a jealousy. Yea, is not the stirring even in thy midst? And yea, I say, I do bring even a hedge together, and I shall cause the breaches to come together. And yea, it shall even be a miracle to behold. And yea, those without say, the Lord, he hath done this. The Lord, he hath done it, saith thy God.
We're here, come on. God's going to minister and touch you tonight. I feel also somebody right here with a kidney problem. You feel that pain right now, like a dull pain, not a stabbing pain, but a dull pain in your left kidney. God wants to touch you. You may just think it's just been a pain in your side, but God showed me it's your kidney, and God wants to pray for you. I believe there's somebody else, too, has a bladder condition. There's one sister, but I believe there are two. Also, someone has a problem in your lower back due to a ruptured disc or a traumatized disc. You were in an injury, not due to just some strain. You were in an injury, and your lower back has been injured. Disc, a ruptured disc, I feel the Lord said. And God wants to touch and heal you tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, say, let's just pray. Let's just pray. God wants to just minister to his people tonight. Praise the Lord. Just come on. Just come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody with a right knee condition and you've suffered with it is not just a wrench or a twist. It's like a cartilage or something is either rubbing or maybe a dry socket kind of thing. And that's really giving you problem. Come on, God minister. Praise the Lord. Right knee. That's your sister? That right knee? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just wait for a moment. Just want to praise the Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Father. You have something, Jack? Yeah, we'll do that in a second. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. Just thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Well, I'll just start ministry. Give me something else.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that healing is your children's bread. Father, we come against the enemy, Lord, that would assail these kidneys and our bladder, Father. We come against the powers of darkness that would war. We come against infection in the body, and we cancel it in the name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment to this body in the name of Jesus. We cancel all of the stress that would settle up in the bladder and the kidney. We command it to come off of you now in the name of Jesus. And we speak a word of healing and wholeness. We've been made whole by the power and the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that healing is your portion in Jesus' name.
Settling right in his bladder, we bind it right now. And Lord, we command you to loosen and hold right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of, oh, here it goes. All of you, leave her now. Leave her now. Leave her. Command you to go in the name of Jesus. Rebuke you. Oh, all infection must go in this urinary tract, in this bladder. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Cleanse that area, Father, completely. Bless you, Lord. Restore her strength, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You ready to receive of the Lord? Amen. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. You've come to set our sister free, Lord God. I bind the spirit of infirmity off of you, spirits of infirmity and the spirits of this infection in the name of Jesus. I command you spirits to leave her right now. Go off of her right now. We cancel your assignment off of her. We cancel it right now in Jesus' name. And sister, we command you to be every bit whole in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. All the way down, Lord. All the way down. All the way down in Jesus' name. All the way. There it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. More, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're on it right now. Hallelujah. Thank you for doing the work, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Speak a word of cleansing over you in Jesus' name.
Cancel the fear off of her in the name of Jesus. We cancel the fear off of her right now. I command you, spirit of fear, to leave her in Jesus' name. Come off of her right now in Jesus' name. Foul spirit, I command you to loose her. Loose her mind. Loose her body in the name of Jesus. Command you to come off. Every bit of it off right now in Jesus' name. Just let it go, honey. Every bit of it off of her. Come off of her right now. You loose your hold in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Somebody's right now. You feel pain on your right, the back, on your right hip, and it radiates down your leg. Like a pinched nerve or something, it radiates down your leg, a right hip condition, right hip condition. Who is that? Right hip condition. You feel that pain right now radiating in the down the your right hip, down the back of your leg. Who is that? Do you have pain in your right leg? Right down in the back? Back hip, this side. All the way down, does it radiate from your hip? Okay, I'm going to pray for you in a moment. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Come on, saints. Let's just pray. God's just here and he wants to minister. You know, one time I when we start praying for people in this way and God begin to give us words of knowledge, you know, I've heard people knock, you know, say, well, anybody can pray for an arm or a leg. But you know, God so loves his people. He tells us specifically what he knows is wrong with us to show us, our brother preached about God, the love of God. And God so loves us, He cares about the little things about us as well as the big things. Amen. And I'm not knocking the big things. We've seen God do the big things, but we need to thank God for the little things as well. I was watching a old black and white film of Catherine Kuhlman, and all that night, all she called out was God was healing toes. I said, good night. But you know what? God was healing toes, and people had serious condition. I said, thank God for His mercy. So let's just pray and ask the Lord to do what He wants tonight. Amen. Some need to know. I'll tell you what. Some need to know that simply God knows them by name, and He's concerned about every little detail about them. So let's just pray and ask God's love and mercy to reach out to His people tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Father, we thank You, Lord, for healing for her in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, the enemy has tried to take her step away from her. He's tried to halt her walk. Father, I thank You that You have come to set the captive free tonight in the name of Jesus. We speak a word of relief over this knee. We speak a word of relief. We come against the assignment that has been sent to you, sister, for destruction. And we cancel it off of you now in the name of Jesus. We cancel it off of your body. We cancel it out of your bloodline in the name of Jesus. The spirit of destruction has been sent to try to take your life over and again. And we cancel it off of you right now in the name of Jesus. And we command this foul thing off of your knee to come off right now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing and restoration. We speak healing and restoration for the tearing of the enemy. We speak healing. God, You're a restorer. You're a restorer. Thank You for restoring. Thank You, God. Thank You, Lord.
Father, right now, we just lift her to You, Lord, right now, how You love this woman. She's been a faithful servant. And Father, right now, we ask You to release her from this curse of death that has been a sting to her for 20 years. Father, we cancel that power of death, everything that's come against her to wear her down in this slow process of destruction. Father, we ask that You bind the power of words and judgments that's come against her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And the false accusations, God, and those that have even pierced her very soul. Father, I'm asking that You release her, God. Release her, Father, even from poisonous words. Release her, God. Release her from this woman, Father, who has had a bitterness against her, God. Release her, Father. I bind every demon and every spirit that has attacked itself against these kidneys and this bladder. I bind them all viruses. All infections, I command you to leave this body in the name of Jesus. I command infirmity to go. I command the sting of death to go. I command you to leave her now in the name of Jesus. And all, we cancel it. We cancel the curse of death. We cancel the words of destruction. Even the envy, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. And we cover her with the shed blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. This one woman desired your husband, honey, some years back, and she wanted you out of the way. And right now, I make a void. I cancel that assignment on her life right now, Father. And I ask You in Jesus' name to bind up a woman's words up, Father God. They must fall to the ground as Jezebel power must be cut right now, Father, in Jesus' name. I command you to loosen her right now, Father God, and release her from that curse, Father, in Jesus' name. She shall live and not die. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. She'll live and not die. Hallelujah, hallelujah. She'll live and not die. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bind all this fear off of her, God. Release her from fear. Yes, Lord. There it is. There it goes. There it goes. Yes, Lord.
I just really sense that there's a lot of hurt that is in your heart. That you've been... Your husband's been a front man, but you have been one that has just received a lot of that. You've been one that stood in the gap for your husband. And you've received a lot of things that people knew they couldn't get to him, so they tried to get to you. And there have been a lot of things that have just come at your heart. I just see dart after dart after dart that's just come at your heart, one after another. And those, not even just a woman, but there have been those that knew who they couldn't get to your husband. They've desired to take your life. They said, if we can't get to him, we'll get to her. But God says tonight that His hand is on you. His hand is upon you. His hand is upon you for protection. That you're not to fear for your husband because God has your husband under his hand, but you're also under his hand. It isn't just for your husband, it's for you also. You come under the blessing. You come under the covering, and you come under the covenant. God says there's covenant for you tonight. You're not a backdrop. You're not something off just because he talks and you don't. God says it's a ministry together. It's a ministry together. And all of the hurt, God wants to just lift them up tonight, honey, and pull them out. Because you, not that you, it's bitterness, but you've just suppressed so much. Just suppressed so many things. Things that have been said to your face and things that have been said behind your back. And they've come hurt, and you've just pressed them down. And you thought, well, I can't say anything about that. But God says tonight, I've come to lift. Come to lift it out. And come to restore. God's come to restore to you, honey, that which he didn't take away. Did you hear that? He's come to restore that which he did not take away. Father, I thank you tonight, Lord, for my sister. I thank you, Lord. Father, there's a big heart that's here, God. And Lord, she's had broad shoulders in times past. And Father, even a time when she's cried out, I don't think I can take another thing. I don't think I can stand another thing. And God, you've heard her cry. And you've seen her tears. And you've bottled up those tears in heaven. And you've taken note of the time when she couldn't cry unto anybody else. And she cried unto you, Lord. But I thank you, Lord, tonight that you've come to lift the heavy heart. That you've come to lift the oppression off of her, God. The times when she didn't think I couldn't tell anybody else. But God, you heard her cry. And Lord, you say, I come to lift your heart tonight. Even from those manifestations that have told you that there has been a time when the enemy would even try to take your life. God says, I come to lift your heart tonight. I've undergirded you and I've kept you. And your very name is written upon the palm of my hand. And I want you to know that I am reminded of you time and time again. Because there are those who pray for you that you don't even know. And I say, I remember you. And I look down upon you. And you're not lost in the back, but I see you and I'm bringing you forward. I'm bringing you forward. I'm bringing you forward to stand. Oh, Brother Steve, can you just come here for a minute? Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, for this couple tonight. That, Father, you caused them to be a voice, God. You caused them to be one. Lord, this man who will stand and who will declare the things of God and who will be obedient, Lord, to say those things which other men would not even dare to say. And, Father, I thank you tonight that you're doing a renewing, Father, of their marriage. You're causing there to be a new binding together because you declared that a threefold cord would not easily be broken, God. And, Father, you're coming tonight to bring restoration. You're coming tonight to bring a new healing, Father. Oh, God, Lord, that they might not be a breach, Lord, where others have thought that they would bring a breach in between the two of them, God. Lord, you're coming tonight to say, I wrap you afresh. I bring you afresh before my throne. I give you a newness in your marriage tonight before the throne of God. I come to restore. I come to give back to you even a love which the enemy would try to take away. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord, for a renewing in their marriage, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise.
Brother Speed, I believe the Lord would really just further say, fear not to give the evangel as you share the things that the Lord has given you. Because many will be ready at that moment to make a decision for Jesus Christ. You know, there's some people, you know, the natural man only can see with his natural eyes. God will give you favor. God says, don't be afraid at that moment. To give the evangel, to give the call, that there will be people that you will see that just are waiting. How do I get in on this? What can I do to be delivered from this? You know, some have to be snatched out by fear. And not that yours is a fear tactic message, but it will incite and bring sobriety. And God says, don't be afraid of giving the evangel, even in a situation where you say, well, there ain't a soul in here that might, you know, but God will tenderize their heart as they're beginning to realize that the days are playing over and God is speaking. Don't be afraid at that moment to say, I just feel to
to open up. Some of you need to open your hearts and your life right now. God's calling, and you're going to find a new sense. You're going to sense the trigger, and you're going to know it. You're going to know that there are people ready now because of what they've seen and heard, what you're going to be able to share with them in the natural. The natural is going to draw them by God's cord of love. It's going to be His final call for some of them. It's going to be His final call for some of them. But God said, don't be afraid of giving the evangel, even in the stiffest type of situation, because there are going to be many. It's going to be their hour of deliverance. Hallelujah.
And I feel the Lord is going to do a new, fresh anointing on your teaching. Aren't you a teacher? Do you teach the word a little bit, share a little bit too? There's a new, fresh anointing coming for you. It's going to spring. It's going to spring in life, and it's going to be a new tenderness in yours. You know, they're going to see this big old tough Marine and say, "You already proven yourself. You haven't proven nothing to anybody anymore." See, but God's going to put a tenderness in you above and beyond what you even comprehend. And that, the good thing about the tenderness is it's going to carry weight and power. It's going to just go out and it's going to grab hearts and just pull in the kingdom, both of you. Father, a new fresh anointing on this lady right now. Father God, right now, here it comes. Here comes the yes. Oh, there it is. Oh, yes. Yes, Father. And the tenderness, Father God. The new tenderness in the heart, Father God. Yeah, new understanding, Father God. No more old words. No more stale words, Father. The same words, but fresh. New words will come and take their place also, Father. In Jesus' name. Yes, Father.
One more thing. Father, I just pray that you release her completely from all grief, Lord. Lord, only you know, Father, the fear that she's had through this marriage. But Lord, she's not gonna have to live in that fear anymore. A father of losing, God, or fear of tomorrow, or the fear of the future, or even fear of what people will do. And Father, I'm asking right now that you release her from all the fears. A father that has tormented her, and I command grief to go, for we know that grief embraces death. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of grief to be bound forever and cast out of her. I command sorrow to go and sadness and the years that Satan has robbed. They has robbed many years of happiness. God, you restore in this last day. Father, that the last day would be greater than ever, that they can laugh together again and the romance would come back in this marriage, Father. And Lord, I pray, God, right now, Father, for the joy of the Lord to bubble up within her, God. Hallelujah. No more grief and no more sorrow, no more sadness and no more fear of death. I rebuke it and I break its power and its assignment now in the name of Jesus. And Father, fill her with new joy in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there.
It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.